Everyone always says happiness is a choice, and it's true. But if you have the things that make a life good, if you have the things that make your life feel enjoyable and fulfilling, then it's a whole lot easier to be happy. Welcome to the Principles of Success. This season, we are talking about happiness and fulfillment. And today, we are talking about the things that make you happy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So once again, happiness is a choice. And we'll talk about that more in a future episode. And you can be happy in the most dire of most miserable circumstances. But it's so much easier to be happy when your life is good. It's also plenty easy to not be happy, even if your life is good. But it's so much easier to be happy when your brain works right. That's why in season 2 I talked about health for forever. It's so much easier to be happy when you have money. That's why I talked about wealth in season 3. It's so much easier to be happy when you have good, loving relationships. That's why I talked about relationships in season 4. And that's why there is going to be an episode for health, wealth, and relations in a couple of months. Does a healthy body make you happy? Does a unhealthy body make you very unhappy? I can tell you this, when I'm in physical pain because my joints aren't doing good, because I got injured, I'm not happy. When my brain is not working right, and I'm suicidally depressed, I'm not happy. So the first thing that makes you happy is having health. We'll talk about that much more in depth on the future episodes. Next one that makes you happy is money. Now, money doesn't buy happiness. We all know that. Well, I would really like to try it out, wouldn't you? And it might not buy happiness, but it can buy healthy food, so that way your body works better, and that helps. It can alleviate a lot of stress, and stress is a very good way to be not happy. And even though I am highly unmaterialistic, it can buy you stuff. And everybody loves stuff. I don't, I hate stuff, but everybody else seems to love stuff. People love presents. People love it when you give them stuff. Money gives you status. Money gives you all sorts of things that are very useful when it comes to trying to be happy. Now, if all you have is money, obviously you're not going to be healthy, but it is happy. But it is one of the things that aid in making you happy. Next one is relationships. And this one's a really big one. People don't realize how important relationships are. If you're feeling miserable, if you're feeling sad, when was the last time you talked to somebody who you enjoy talking to you? Call up one of your siblings. Call your mom. Call your best friend and chit-chat. If you don't have friends, go out and make some friends. We just did a whole season on how to build relationships. You need relationships. I am the most antisocial, most aloof, most uninterested person in the world when it comes to building and maintaining relationships. I have a better social circle than almost anybody on the planet. Not because I'm anything special, but because I go out and I build relationships and I maintain the relationships I've already built. And I can tell you what, it is so much easier to be happy when you have a girl to flirt with. Doesn't even have to be a relationship that's going to work out. Just having somebody to have that flirtatious energy with makes it so much easier to be happy. You need friendships, you need relationships, you need your siblings, you need your parents. Not everyone has all of those, I know. Not everyone has the social skills required to build and make friendships. Luckily, social skills are a skill. Go learn them. You need relationships to be happy. Number 4, spiritual. Religion, a relationship with the Almighty. It is statistically proven, it is a simple fact, that if you have a relationship with the Lord, or even any divine deity, if you are religious, is a statistical fact that life is a lot easier to handle. Not that your life is easier, that it's a lot easier to handle. You're able to handle the curveballs easier. It doesn't weigh you down as much. When you know at the core of your being that everything's going to work out just fine, the little hiccups like not being on a date for forever don't bug you quite as much. They still are going to bug you, but they don't bug you quite as much. So if you haven't heard me mention it before, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormons. Utah is very heavily populated with us. That's because that's where the saints settled after they got ran out of America, yada yada. Anyway, Utah is full of Latter-day Saints. I saw this skit once that I thought was really funny. And it's this guy pretending to be a bunch of different states. And like, New York's a gruff, swearing character. Florida has a fishing hat on and a silk shirt and is a complete buffoon and doesn't give a crap. Well, the character for Utah, character for essentially the Latter-day Saints, is a super happy, joe-lucky, friendly kind of guy. And all the other states are like, what's up with him? And then one of them says, I think that's what happiness looks like. And then they all chime in and are like, ah, oh, wouldn't that be nice? Now, that's just a comedic skit, but there's a kernel of truth to it. Generally, statistically, the more spiritual, the more religious you are, the happier you are. Number 5, purpose. You need purpose in your life. One of the main causes of depression, especially in modern times, is not having a purpose. Feeling like you're stuck, feeling like you're not doing anything. I struggle with nihilism a lot. That's the, what's the point of anything? It's all pointless. If you don't have a purpose, it's really hard to be happy. You need something that you're working towards. You need a goal. You need a dream. You need a reason to get up in the morning. It's a whole lot easier to wake up and get out of bed when there's stuff that you want to do. If all you have to look forward in the day is going to a job you hate, well, then you're going to have a really hard time getting out of bed. But even if you have just a little bit of purpose to that particular day, outside of the mundane, boring things that we all have to do, if you have a little bit of purpose, it makes that day, that particular day, go a lot smoother. And it doesn't have to be something serious. Like, for instance, purpose today was I wanted to get a lot of stuff done. I wanted to record some episodes. I wanted to record some videos. But it doesn't have to be, and that brings us to the next point. Fun. Fun makes people happy. If you have something fun to look forward to at the end of your shift, your workday goes a lot smoother. If you haven't done anything fun recently, you're probably not happy. You need to go do something fun. And it needs to be a regular occurrence. Like, I got back from Christmas, shortly after Christmas, after New Year's, and a week or so had passed, and I made plans to hang out with my two best friends. Well, in my mind, I was like, I've been partying for 2 weeks during Christmas break. I'd need to get stuff done. I don't have time to go hang out and have fun. But I was not in a good mood. I wasn't in a good mood at all. I didn't even want to go hang out with them, because once again, I'm very antisocial. I don't like hanging out with people. At least, not until I'm actually hanging out with the people and having fun. And then after I hung out with them and had fun, guess what? I was in a much better mood. And because I went out and hung out with them, had fun, and became in a much better mood, I was able to get way more done than I was the previous couple of weeks. Because it's a whole lot easier to make yourself do the things that you want to do when you're in a good mood than when you're in a bad mood. So go have fun. It actually will be more productive in the long run. Now, don't have endless amounts of pointless dopamine drip activities, like for instance, endless hours of video games to the point where you don't even want to play the video game, but you can't make yourself stop. You're not having fun at that point. Endless scrolling of TikTok. You stopped having fun 2 hours ago, but you're still scrolling. This isn't going and having fun. This is addiction, frankly. But every once in a while, yes, go ahead. Play some video games. Video games are fun. don't do it for 12 hours and have your eyes bloodshot. I'm guilty of that plenty of times. But enjoy your video games. Just don't overdo it. Go do other things too. And that brings us to the next one. Go do good things. Be a good person. When you're being a good person and doing good things, you're happy. When you're being a bad person and doing bad things, you're not happy. Go volunteer somewhere. But I'm tired, I'm busy. Yeah, well, helping other people makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you can get more stuff done. Plus, once again, you need relationships. That's another place to meet people. And generally, the people who are volunteering to do stuff are a lot higher quality of people than the people that you have to work with. And the way our brains are wired, when you serve others, when you do good things, your brain produces nice little happy chemicals that make you feel good. So go volunteer, go do good things, be a good person, be kind to other people. Doing those things makes you happy. Next point, stress-free. So, we talked about stress just a little bit with money, but one of the main things you should focus on as you are trying to become more successful, as you are trying to build relationships, as you are trying to build your health, is the goal of reducing stress. You're never going to be completely stress-free, and if you were, you'd be bored out of your mind because you need a little bit of stress. Sports are fun. I don't like sports, but generally, sports are fun. There's a little bit of stress. Video games are fun. There's some stress involved when you're trying not to die. You don't want a completely stress-free life. You'd be bored. But if you have way too much stress, which 99% of the world has way too much stress, you're stressing about rent, you're stressing about your car, you're stressing about relationships. Dating's annoying. Stress, 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 stress. I'm a very high-strung individual, in case you hadn't noticed. My body is always tight because of how much I stress about everything. I don't have that stressful of a life, quite frankly. Outside of a little bit of physical pain because I got injured, I've fixed all of my health problems. Outside of some dating troubles of trying to find a wife, I have a vibrant social life. Outside of some like financial goals of like building my businesses, my finances are good. I don't ever have to worry about if I'm going to be able to pay bills. Now, part of that is because I live so cheaply. Go back and listen to season 3 about cutting expenses. Because when you don't have that stress, when you don't have the health stress, when you don't have the money stress, it's a whole lot easier to be happy. When you're stressed, you're not happy. When you've reduced the stress, when you are not worried about if you are going to be able to feed your family at the end of the day, it's a whole lot easier to enjoy your time with the family. So one of your main focuses as you go day by day is working on eliminating stressors. Another stressor that a lot of people don't realize, and I hinted at it just briefly earlier, is stuff. Your brain doesn't like having a million things all over the place. Because while you're not actually aware of it, your brain is keeping track of every single object. And of course, in the modern world, everything is bright and trying to grab your attention, and there's advertisements all over the place. Just in my room where I'm recording, there's a Rubbermaid, Crest Pro Health, doTERRA Deep Blue, Bridgerland Tech, Rode Wireless Go, Subaru, Otterbox, JLab, Members Mark, Sylvania. These are all brands that are trying to grab your attention. And these are just stuff that I own that are in my room that I glanced around for 30 seconds to spot. When you have a bunch of stuff, when you have a bunch of clutter everywhere, it stresses your brain out. You might not notice it, but it stresses your brain out. There was a movie called Limitless a while back. There also was a TV show. And it's basically a drug that gives you a super brain. There was this idea a while back that we only use 10% of our brain, and this drug makes us use 100% of our brain. Anyway, the guy who took the drug was a loser. The moment he took the drug, the first thing he did was clean his apartment, get things organized, get rid of the clutter. Because when you do that, your brain is a lot less stressed. Anyway, moving on. And this is on the same related note. Let's talk about Rat Park. So Rat Park was a scientific study where if you stick a rat in a cage with some cocaine, the rats will all become addicts. But an interesting phenomenon happened when you stuck the rats in what they called Rat Park. There was tubes, wheels, everything that could possibly make a rat happy. a community, friendships, good snacks, everything that could possibly make a rat happy. Interestingly enough, none of the rats cared for the cocaine. Now, obviously, humans are much more advanced than rats, but if you'd spend your day inside, in a bland, colorless office space, with people you dislike, full of high stress, then you come home to a messy apartment with no friends, no relationships, eat junk, and then stay up all night because you're miserable, so you don't get any sleep, do you really think that you're going to be able to have a happy, dynamic life? No. Go out in nature. Be where human beings are supposed to be. Have fun. Go on a hike. You don't even have to do an extreme hike. Just go on a hike. Go out and do something in nature. Get some freaking sunlight. Go spend time with people that you like. Build your own little rat park. Build a life that actually is enjoyable. You're going to have a real hard time enjoying your life when you're in a crowded, miserable, concrete jungle. Now, the next point is a simple point, and I'm sure you've heard it before. Just smile. Smiling really does help. And choose to be happy. We'll talk more about choosing to be happy in a couple of months, but you need to appreciate the things that you have. Be grateful for the thing. You have a bed. For most of human history, people's beds sucked. Your bed is pretty good. That's pretty cool. You have light bulbs. For most of human history, once it got dark, you were done for the day. Because you couldn't see crap. You have television. For most of human history, you were bored out of your mind. That's why most of civilizations were alcoholics or stoners. They were bored. Just appreciate the little things. Over the course of this year, I'm going to be doing a little mini-series of a bunch of different essays. And in one of them, it talks about enjoying the little things. Did you have something to eat today? Were you warm or were you cool if it's summertime? Do you have your health? Do you have your family? Were you able to pay your bills this month? These are all little things that you can choose to be grateful for and appreciate. And when you choose to be grateful, it's a whole lot easier to be happy. Anyway, that's it for today, and I will see you all in a couple of weeks, actually, because I'm going to be doing some stuff with the next two episodes that I don't really record for, and I am gearing up for the event I've mentioned. I still don't have all the details yet as of when I'm recording this, but if I do have the details, I'll put them in the description below. Anyway, the event is basically just talking about the principles of success with a couple of other speakers. So if you're interested in that, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram and I'll try and fill you in when I get the details. With that, I will see you all in a couple of weeks.